Olivia's safe. She's at the hospital right now being taken care of. And I want to thank everyone involved, from law enforcement, from Tanner PD, to Gilbert, all the law enforcement.
That is Chris Castorena, who's CEO of Arizona Private Investigation Services, talking about a 13-year-old girl who was missing for more than a week, found safe, reunited with her family yesterday afternoon, according to Chandler Police. I'm just going to call her Olivia. She left her home on foot near South Gilbert Road, East Hunt Highway, back on the 12th of this month at around 6 p.m. She was supposed to be walking to her friends for a sleepover. She never made it to her house. And then a couple days later, her phone was found abandoned on a bus in Tempe. She is believed to have been with a 21-year-old man by the name of Sean Reichard. She and Reichard were communicating with each other online before she left home. He's been detained for questioning and charges that'll be filed against him, according to Chandler Police. No other details were available. This is an ongoing investigation, of course. You remember over the summer, Jamie, that missing teen from Glendale who'd been...
Yes. She found in what, Idaho?
Yeah, actually, it was Montana.
Montana.
Yeah, because so she'd been missing for 4 years. Alicia Navarro is her name. She went missing in 2019 when she was just 14 years old. And the case had appeared to gone cold until Alicia, coming up on her 19th birthday, walked into a Montana police station.
She basically asked for help to clear her off of a missing juvenile list.
She wants to take the next steps in her life. She wants to get her driver's license. She wants to get a job.
That's Jose Miguel Santiago, spokesperson for the Glendale Police Department, and Sergeant Scott Wait there, talking about her case, which was, this is someone who met the guy that she ended up apparently living with in Montana, met him online. You remember when we were doing the, Youth in Crisis series?
Yes,
we had?
Yes.
Youth on Edge is what we called it. And it was about the mental health of teens. And we were talking about this book that I stumbled across. Jonathan Haidt is the guy's name, and he wrote this amazing book all about how, in the 80s and 90s, we stopped letting our kids go outside, live life the way that, I lived life, partly in the 80s this way. It was, you just went out and played with your friends and you came home and the streetlights came on, right? And then, but then child abductions from around the country scared the bejesus out of parents. We kept the kids home. And what was interesting is this guy was saying in an interview that I saw, this author and researcher, that the child predators ended up going online where the kids now live.
Right. So maybe it's more dangerous at the house unless you've got some great monitoring equipment.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many kids, preteens I know, who have phones that are completely unlocked. They can go online. They can go on social media. They can do all these things. I'm not being all high and mighty when I say this. I think a lot of parents don't realize what you can access with a completely unlocked phone. We've got our 11-year-old has a phone, but she can't get to the internet. She has no social media access on her phone. She can only text or call people that are on a whitelist. Miss Jamie, by the way, is one of them. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. But it's so scary what kids are encountering online. They're like, people who tell them things they might not hear from their peer group. You're beautiful. And man, I see you the way you should be seen, the way that your parents and your friends don't see you. And boy, that can just hook into a kid. In so many ways, right? It's just, it's scary. So my suggestion is that, the guy who wrote that book, Jonathan Haidt, his suggestion is, no social media until you're probably 16, at least you have to be in high school. And, no online unlocked phones until you're in high school either, because it's just too dangerous of a world. I mean, this girl who's back home with her family, she's in high school and she was lured into this.